Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Monica Matthews Show.
Monica Matthews Show. Hey, welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. Wow. It just gets deeper. How many of you feel something besides anger? How many of you feel as if there's really no place to retreat, right? How many of you feel like the front lines are everywhere? I mean, every good soldier knows that you have to have a place of reprieve. And I'm just curious, how are you navigating that? How are you navigating the constant assault against your intellect, your patriotism, your skin color, your liberties, your ability to know that sex equals biology? I mean, how many of you ever thought you'd see the day when the Supreme Court usurped Congress to legislate to us what the new and improved definition of sex is? I know I didn't. Grumblings of the possibility of the Supreme Court being called down for that by members of Congress. I'll keep you posted on that. Boy, sure, that sure would be, you know, a welcomed moment to say, hey, you are bypassing, you are out of your jurisdiction here, Supreme Court. How many of you are as disappointed as some of my Republican friends in Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch? Like, who saw this coming? I mean, how many of you are disappointed in the president because of this? I just got a text message from someone telling me that on Google that my announcement via my local newspaper of my departure from my radio station. Many of you have contacted me about this from across the country, actually. You can read it in the AJC. I am legally not able to divulge any details. You can read the tweets for yourself. They are still online, as defamatory as they are, slanderous as they are, by my former employer, as well as their television conglomerate. You can read that on Twitter. You can probably find it on Facebook. You can now find it on Google.com, apparently. So this is what happens in the day and age of race baiting, of which I was accused of doing, bullying, of which I was accused of doing. And that's what happens when you speak truth to entities that have decided that only one skin color is allowed to comment or care unless you align with a terrorist organization such as BlackLivesMatter.org. I went over their manifesto yesterday at BlackLivesMatter.com. Actually, you can find that. You can listen to yesterday's show and listen for yourself as to what they espouse, which is nothing conservative, nothing patriotic, as far as I'm concerned, nothing natural, nothing godly, because there's a lack of order and there's a hierarchy set in place that begins and ends with women which is ungodly as it relates to order. And it begins and ends with black women. And to be more specifically, black transgender women, which would make them black men, ironically enough. So if you can figure that one out. And thank you, Supreme Court, for adding to the confusion that already bewilders most of us in the world. I'm curious, how are you navigating through this? I know me personally, for reasons that I just mentioned, along with just the culture and the climate in which we live right now. I'm in the city of Atlanta. It is a disaster here politically. It is a disaster. You have sheriffs who have come out to say this, multiple law enforcement officers, but one particular sheriff here in Georgia, whom I have respected for a number of years, comes out and says absolutely the killing of Rayshard Brooks was justified. I've trained my officers for years to suffer being tased so that they know what it feels like, because you are literally immobilized for 5 seconds. Now, I want you to think about something. For 5 seconds, every muscle in your body contracts and you are incapable of moving to the extent that you could react, right? Your reflexes are impaired. And 5 seconds coming from someone who is in radio is a lifetime of dead air, of air that has not been monetized, of air that is just stale. All kinds of things can happen in 5 seconds. You can hesitate as a police officer for 5 seconds and it's over. It's done for you. So it's not as though Mr. Brooks was unarmed, because he wasn't. And according to my sources, not only did he tase the officer, but he tased him in the face. I'm not sure why we haven't seen pictures of that. I would love to see pictures of that to be able to substantiate that claim. But that is from one of my sources at the Atlanta Police Department, that is exactly what happened. Subsequently, he shot and fired upon Mr. Brooks. Now, some people are just now catching up to the fact that he was a child beater. He is still today, by ABC News and their affiliates in local stations all across the country, he is still being hailed as a champion. You have to ask yourself, for God's sakes, why? Why? Because it is being politicized. And we all see that. So I'm curious. Question number two. Question number one, how are you faring through all of this? Question number two, how has this either given you more resolve with regard to who you're going to vote for in November? And if you weren't resolved about that choice, where are you now? Where are you now with all of this? There is a movement beginning in the city of Atlanta for the recall of Keisha Lance Bottoms' seat. I realize she's being vetted for the vice presidency to run alongside Joe Biden, or in front of him, probably, because after all, that is the Black Lives Movement mantra. And poor Joe is white, so I'm not sure where the white guy falls in the what would you even call it? It's the matriarchy, the matriarchal witchcraft spectrum of, all hail the black female, because this is the day of the black female. Just ask Stacey Abrams, ask any pundit, ask anyone in media. You've seen it written. You've heard it said on news outlets. You have heard speculation. We all know this is the year of the black female. And Stacey Abrams will tell you herself, she should have won. She was cheated out of her governorship here in the state of Georgia, which is an absolute lie, by the way, but one that she has heralded nevertheless. So now she finds herself at the back of the vice president bus. Interesting, interesting, interesting. So at any rate, all of this division Now sports teams, coaches coming out saying that, of the Spurs, saying that our flag is inconsequential. It's irrelevant. It's just a thing. It's a thing. It's just a thing. And it's a political tool. That's all it is. And I want you to imagine how many of our youth actually pay attention to that crap. How many of them actually believe that? Do you realize, hopefully they're watching some TikToks, not all. Most of your kids don't know that that is owned and operated by the Chinese Communist News Network, not to be confused with CNN. It is legitimately owned by the Communist government of China. TikTok is, and their parent company. But I will say this. When it comes to watching people and kids in China being mowed over by their own government, we saw them last fall right before the deployment of the coronavirus of COVID-19. And I do call it a deployment intentionally. But how many of those kids did your kids see holding a United States flag, singing our national anthem? What does that say to you? What does that say to you? That the Democrats are so desperate, and I hate referring to people as strictly a party affiliation. It is or skin color. I hate it. It is something I feel should be completely done away with in the spectrum of all civil discourse. But the left has forced us into identity politics. Do you know how can I put this for you? Do you know how, because I don't live according to skin color, according to sexual persuasion, I don't live by identifying markers about myself other than I am a Christian and I'm a patriot. Those are the two identifying markers. And I'm a female and I'm very happy to be a female. So, but those are my three qualifiers for Monica, right? But there is a vested interest in bringing the country down through, you know, tactics of Lenin, Stalin, communism 101, socialism. It is so sinister, and it's not as if we haven't seen it happen in the past. But do you know what it feels like to have to justify your First Amendment right of calling things what they are by when you're accused of being a racist? By even having to qualify my First Amendment right because the blood of millions of patriots, not only of the U.S., but men and women from around the world who have fought alongside of us, where I have to stand publicly. Now my personal life is on Google. It's in the local media here. It's in national media as well. Do you know what that feels like to have to qualify my First Amendment right to speak to absolute racism and bigotry by qualifying my statement with, hey, but I was married to a black man and my daughter's bi-ethnic. And I happen to be dating a gentleman now who is conservative and black. Do you know what that feels like? I'm not the person who would show up at the Supreme Court demanding that Publix bake my cake. I'm not the one who would show up, or a private baker. I'm not the one who would show up and say, hey, why can't I have a cake topping with a black guy and a white girl? I simply got creative and went to Michael's and found a black dude and a white chick, and I glued them onto my own little thing and decorated my own damn cake in 1996. Because that's just what you did. If you made a choice that was contrary to the norm, I didn't sit around and pound sand and kick and scream and demand. You didn't find me down at the state capitol. You found us making our lives the best way that we could. You found us defending our love for each other. You found me contending with white ignorant people and black ignorant people while pregnant with my daughter. So yeah, I'm tired. I'm just as tired as the rest of you. But I don't qualify my life by my skin color or yours. I don't qualify who I love according to their skin color. I have never raised my daughter to qualify her existence or her value based on her skin color. So I want to encourage you. I wasn't going to do this podcast today because I'm tired. Because the front lines are exhausting. But damn it to all of hell, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to take my respites and I'm going to keep moving. You know why? Because I hear from you guys and I hear you loud and clear. And I am a voice and I am courageous and I am a God-filled and fearing woman. And I'm going to continue to show up to be a voice for all of us who are being silenced. And I want to thank all of you again who have donated money. Thank you. I have not been promoting my PayPal account right now, which, to be honest with you, initially started as kind of a, this is so insane that I see some crazed woman in a Black Lives Matter t-shirt screaming at everyone white and then setting up a PayPal account over it. I'm like, what is going on? And you know, millions of dollars have poured in. I'm thinking, well, what the hell? I'm white. I'm not angry, but let's see if it works. Let's just, hey, by the way, here's my PayPal address and I speak the truth. Do you guys want to donate? And many of you have. Moving forward, I am going to be on my own. I'm very excited about that. I realize that you guys take your time to trust me with your ears, with your resources, with your heart, your mind, your soul. Because everything you take in to your eyes and your ears affects your soul, affects your health. So I thank you for trusting me with that. I'm not perfect. I don't always get it right. I'm not always entertaining. I'm not always peaceful. But I'm also not always angry. So I want to encourage you to, there's a righteous anger to be had. But I want to encourage you to seek your respite. To seek your respite. We are going to be ridiculed. We are going to be nailed to that same cross that the ultimate truth speaker, because he was truth, was nailed to. He told us to pick up our cross and follow him. Right now, we have a pastor in the state of Georgia, in the state of Atlanta, Louis Giglio of Passion City Church. He is very well respected, world-renowned pastor. Has done a lot of good. He has come under fire now because he said that slavery was a blessing for white people. I disagree with him on every possible level when it comes to placation around this subject. I won't do it because I have lived it. I agree with the gentleman who authored the Washington Times piece that I've plastered everywhere. And his name escapes me, but it was Mr. Piper. Priceless. Priceless, calling each of us individually to check our own hearts in repentance against the word of God. If we hold bigotry in our own hearts, it's up to us to work that out, to work out our own salvation. Not Congress, not Black Lives Matter, not the Supreme Court, us individually. So I have a real problem with heads of corporations who I happen to respect dearly. Pastors who I happen to respect dearly, elected officials and leaders who I happen to respect dearly, who step to the forefront and dare say that somehow slavery was some kind of a blessing to white people. It's just, it's crazy to me. In context, I get what he was trying to say. But I want you to watch how the world is about to descend upon him for what he said. And he will probably think to himself that he said the right thing, or we'll see an immediate public apology. Who knows? The whole church is on an apology tour. You know, I have to think to myself, I wonder if God's just up there shaking his head. Like, really? Really? I sent my son down there for this? For a bunch of turncoats to run the other way when somebody erects a Black Lives Matter flag? Or an Antifa flag? Who are one and the same, by the way. So, come on, guys. Freedom. 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 Take your rest. Get some peace. We'll talk tomorrow. I love you. Be good to your neighbor, beginning your own mirror. If you're an American, act like one.
Follow Monica on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. On Facebook at Monty Matthews.
This is How You Live Life with Monica Matthews.